this video that you just saw, I really want to stress to you, you saw the video in the time lapse. This is, I believe it was 30 days. You saw each day the roots got what? Bigger. They expanded. They got larger and they got deeper. How many of y'all have ever tried to pull up a bush tree or a shrub that's 30 years old?
No.
Oh my goodness. I remember as a child, my grandparents, God love them, I miss them like crazy. But I would go see him, and every day now, he's a World War II vet, so, you know, he's the greatest generation, so he's, you know, there's always stuff to do. So he put me to work. I remember one time he said, you know, wonderful grandson, why don't you come with me? We're going to do some things in the garden. Okay. We had to pull out these shrubs. I'm not kidding you guys. I spent hours trying to pull those shrubs up. So then I got my brother, which my brother, you guys know him. He's a doctor. He's got a doctorate in medicine. He's not a gardener. He can't even spell manual labor, right? He tries to get in there. He starts it. He couldn't do it. So we were seriously thinking about getting a chain and a truck to pull this little bitty shrub out of the ground. That happens, though. I've heard stories of landscapers who have taken things out, like shrubs. They've had to use different equipment. Had one guy tell me that... he's actually a missionary we support in Vietnam. He said that he was trying to pull a shrub out and he broke his bumper. Now, that's a lot of, that's pretty strong when you can take a bumper off a car, right? But the root system was so strong that even when you tried to pull it out, it was difficult. You saw how strong those roots are. This takes time. You also notice the soil. Did you see how rich that soil was?
Right.
You know, a lot of times we put things in, and this soil in this area is not that great. You guys know that. Most of you guys have a little bit of agriculture in your system. You've planted some things in the area. You know that our soil, our ground, our dirt in this area alone, it's not very good. So sometimes we have struggles with planting things, but it's decent. We can grow things. But you notice in that video how rich the soil was. So we did a quick, very fast 30-day time lapse of that plant that was growing. And as the roots expanded, the tree got taller. The plant got taller. In our lives as believers, you will see that when we do these things in our lives and we want to produce the fruit of the Spirit, it starts with our roots. So read with me in Psalm 1. This is a very simple passage, but it speaks so true. Psalms 1, 1 through 6. And it simply says, "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers." Verse 4. "Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction." So just like the trees we planted, in our life, God in our life, to produce spiritual fruit, number one is we have to live for God. Living for God produces fruit in our lives, and then we prosper. Living for God produces the fruit in our lives, and then we prosper. To gain the fruit, you have to start with your roots. You have to have a good root system. And as you can see in that video, the more roots you have, the stronger the tree is. Now, I know a lot of you are saying, okay, 1 + 1 = 2. This is very simple, Pastor. I want to let you know that it's very simple to produce spiritual fruit. But it has to start with the root system. So, how do we develop this? A lot of us have struggles. We all have different struggles. Some of our struggles may not be our famous sins that you hear. Some of us maybe have struggles that are in a different area. Maybe we struggle with anger. Maybe we struggle with bitterness or not holding a grudge. Maybe we struggle with greed. Maybe it's, you know, with a, you know, a moral sin, a moral down. Maybe it's our tongue. Maybe we say things that we shouldn't say. You know, these are all things that we as humans, we struggle with. It's okay. I don't want you guys to think that there's just this, you know, a dry erase board in heaven. This is the analogy I use, and your name's on it. And every time somebody cuts you off in traffic and you say something you shouldn't have said, he automatically gets his heavenly, you know, erase board and erases your name off. And waits until you say, Lord, forgive me, and then gets it, writes it back on. It doesn't work that way. We have something called grace. God gives us grace during this time. This is an unconditional love. We live in a period of grace. So, number one, we have to address that need. We have to address the struggles in our lives. We have to address this in order to establish our root system. How do we do that? One word, principles. Principles is something that we have to have. These are non-negotiable terms. What do I mean by that? I mean principles as in what does the Word of God say about this issue? You know, we're blessed with technology. Now, make sure they're credible sources, right? But you could just look up a topic that you're struggling with. Just type it in Google. What does the Bible say about it? Go to a Bible source, please. Don't look up, 2021istherapture.com or, look at a valuable source. And see, what does the Bible say about it? Look up those scriptures. You can do it a hard copy way. We have different Bible sources. You come to me and say, hey, man, I'm struggling with this. What does the Bible say about it? I'll say, I'll look it up. Let me give it back to you, and then we'll pray about it. I don't want you to hide your struggles. I don't want you to hide with your struggles, because if you're struggling and you're doing this on your own, you're always going to struggle. That's just reality. You have to have principles. So you find what the Word of God says, and then you write out or look at the scriptures or passages, and when you're about to go back to that struggle, you say, this is what God's Word says, and this is non-negotiable. I have to go by it. Now, the other thing, too, obviously, is that you have to pray to God and say, Lord, help me here. You're going through those temptations. Find different ways to go. Go to those scripture verses. No, this is what the Bible says. I know God wants me to do this, and I can do this. Because Christ is with me and he strengthens me to do it. God wants you to do it. But you know, eventually, if we just give up and give in to the struggles and live in them daily, there's going to be consequences. And so the second thing, which is verses 4 through 6, is that things that are not good in our lives are not healthy. Things that are not good in our lives are not healthy. Remember, to gain the fruit, you have to start with your roots. If our roots are not healthy, we're eventually going to die in our tree, right? You know, I worked for the Dollars for years. You guys know that. And we planted a lot of things. And one of the things that we planted were fruit trees. It was the first time I've ever planted fruit trees in my life. I was always, for some reason, under the impression that fruit trees aren't allowed in Texas. You know, because you just don't really see them very often. I just was under the impression that it gets too hot and they kill them. And so we brought all these pecan trees and peach trees and plum trees, and we planted all these things. And what was amazing to me is that I was able to get a physical sense of how important the tree is. And of course, Ken, he's an expert, you know. And so he explained to me how to dig them, make sure you dig it right, make sure we're, you know, make sure there's, it's draining well, make sure it's at a proper location, make sure there's, you know, it's got plenty of sun, make sure there's plenty of distance, all the whole thing. It's a process. We had to have good soil. We prepared that soil. We would go and you know, get some fertilizer. You know what kind of fertilizer I'm talking about, right? And we'd go out to his animals and get some good old fertilizer and get some hay. And I know this is getting nasty right before lunch, but you get where I'm getting at, right? We were doing those things to prepare the soil. So we prepared it. The holes had to be big enough. They had to be deep enough. But one of the things that was amazing is that those trees, when they came in, they were dormant because it was about this time, a little bit before. But some of them just had very, very small roots. Very small. I mean, I was thinking, you know, this huge, you know, tree that I have to plant. But they would just be a stick and then just three or four roots. Now what's amazing, and you guys know this, those roots, there's a lot of roots in those. It doesn't look like much, but there's a lot. But it didn't take much, but it had to be taken care of. There had to be something in place for it to survive. The first year was crucial. Crucial. Constantly check on them all year, especially summertime comes around. Oh, we had to take care of them. And even after that, we still had a few die. It was tough. You know, in our lives, it's kind of the same. We have to be planted in good soil, the Word of God. We have to take care of our spiritual life. We have to feed it. I remember spraying some zinc fertilizer. Anybody know what that is? Zinc? I'd spray the zinc, as I'd call it, and I'd spray the leaves, and we would take care of it daily. I just remember how much water I'd have to pour and pour into that. Well, you know, we have to pour into our lives the Word of God, and God pours into our lives. Pouring into our lives is not just a one-time thing. We can do it daily. So we have to take care of our life, our tree, and it starts with principles. So this is what I want to ask you. Is this plant in your life planted? Some of you have just started this journey in the Christian faith, and everything's new to you, and you're like that tree I just described, you know, where it's a pretty tall tree, but yet the roots are very small. So there's going to have to be a lot more time into it. You have to take care of it more. You got to do that with your life. You got to daily read the scripture. You got to daily pray to God. You got to daily do that. And you'll see, just as that video was, that your roots will grow. They will expand. You'll focus on principles, and in return, you'll see your fruit begin to produce. It's an amazing thing. Struggles can be gone when you stand by the Word of God. We all know that. We just have to do it. And that's not easy at times. But we can when we're planted in good soil. You don't plant fruit trees in the sand, at least I haven't, because there's not a lot of nutrients. So in your life, don't plant your things in the things that are not spiritual. Simple as that. You hear the old school analogies, which are good. You know, the drunks don't meet at the bar for their AA meeting, or, you know, say, which are good. I mean, that's true. Don't do that if you're in AA. What I'm trying to say is that I'm not going to preach that to you. It's true. Know your environment. Don't go in those places. But the biggest thing is focus on the Word of God and say, Lord, I want to glorify you. I want to honor your name by living a life to honor you. Amen. He will help you. Yes, he will. The Holy Spirit will help you because that's what he wants. So the Holy Spirit produces fruit in our lives, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And we all know the ones that aren't good. Maybe envy, maybe jealousy, maybe anger, maybe sexual immorality. The list goes on. You may be struggling with one of those things. I want to encourage you, even if you've been doing this for a long time, plant your tree near water. Water your tree, just like the psalmist wrote. Focus on him and say, Lord, I woke up today and I just want to honor you. Help me learn how to honor you. Plant your tree in good soil. Plant your tree where there's close water so you can get water to it. Plant your tree where it's a good area. Plant your tree where there's no disease-ridden things. You know, there was also one more thing that would come in some of the peach trees, and I have a picture of it up here. And it's this insect that would come in, and it would start eating at the bottom of the tree. You can see the images there. Now, that was a very bad case. We didn't have it that bad. But we had a couple of them that would do that. And it was just this little bitty thing, but it would eat away at the bottom of that tree. And a few months would go by, that tree was so weak that I could literally just twist it and it would snap off at the bottom. And just like in verses 4 through 6, it was just like chaff in the wind. You threw it in a pile and you eventually burned it. It starts small. That's what the devil does. He tries to embed into our body, into our mind, into our spirit, and starts small and begins to just eat away. And if we don't have those principles, eventually this thing will overtake you. We got to be prepared for that. God loves us. He cares for us. He wants us to have spiritual fruit in our lives, and He wants us to produce the spiritual fruit in our lives to be witnesses to others. You have to start with perspectives. And that is your roots. Some of you have some deep roots. Some of you have been serving God all your life. Some of you may not even know when you came to the Lord because you've been serving Him your whole life, right? You never had that altar call experience. That's awesome. You know, I'm pretty much the same way. But if you never have any growing process, you're not going to produce spiritual fruit. To gain the fruit, you have to start with your roots. And then watch your roots grow, expand, go deeper. And then watch your tree go up. And you'll see, eventually, they will branch out. And you'll start to see the process. And then you'll produce spiritual fruit in your life. You'll produce love. When there seems to be no love, you'll produce joy. You'll have peace. You'll have patience. You'll say, man, I have a lot of patience. I used to be a very impatient person. Me. You'll see that you'll lose anger and you won't have jealousy or division and you won't get, you know, wrapped into your struggles. You'll see that you'll be gentle and have self-control. And you'll see the spiritual fruit produced in your lives. But it starts with the tree.